We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam. The article is The Peace in the World. We are in the subtitle, Good and Bad, are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society. Before we examine the correction of evil in the human race, we must first determine the value of those abstract terms, good and bad. When we define an act or an attribute as good or bad, we should clarify with regard to whom that attribute or act is good or bad. To understand this, we must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives and nourishes from in both matter and spirit, and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Unity 4. Any questions? Go ahead. Unity 4.
Unity 4.
Unity 4. Oh, no question? So, take off your question mark. Let's continue, Michael.
And in our subject, the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa, we appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear.
PT19.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, I understand that Kabbalists are telling us that we have to understand that we're dependent on one another. Now, we had Corona until now. Now we have a war. What's the difference between natural disasters or humans against humans?
Both come to show us how much we are unconnected. More than that, we cannot understand at the moment. But all the problems that appear are of lack of connection, that for the time being, we cannot close between us. On the one hand, it's a sign that we're advancing when new problems appear. On the other hand, it's a sign, or these are signs, that we cannot close the gap between us. And that's why, nonetheless, new things appear in a negative way. Yes, Moshe?
No.
Today is Friday. The tens, at least in Israel, I know, have meetings in physically. They meet physically. And what topic do you think we should deal with in order for all of us to connect in a way that it will be special because of our current state.
I think that all our lessons lately are very current, are about the current news, so it's best if you don't go too far from these subjects. Even use this article we're now learning. Every line in it, we should see how much Baal HaSulam writes it for our current state, for us, and for us to feel in it the corrections. Yes, Michael.
He explains that we have to check how each one works towards the common public. But who measures?
A person should measure. A person should measure himself with respect to the collective, the society. First of all, we read about this in the Arvud article, the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, all these articles that are related to the environment, that I have to examine what environment I'm in. Is this suitable, as much as I understand, to the purpose of creation, to the correction of creation, and accordingly I should advance. That's it. Now,
I feel very limited whether I can decide if my action is for the collective or not.
You have a 10. That's where you have to examine. That's why you're not given 1,000 people. You can't feel them. But a 10, we're built in a way that if I'm 1 out of 10, I can perceive them. More than that, I can't. Less, I can. Maybe even one more person besides me, that's also enough for me to learn and to know who am I, what am I, and how am I advancing. What, PT-19 again?
Good morning. Baal HaSulam says, and it's not clear, that we can't value the extent of bad of each individual, but according to the damage he causes the collective. What does he say here?
He's saying that evil appears in the real way only with respect to the collective, and also a person, in order to see evil in the real way, not to deceive himself, he has to incorporate in the collective, and then he'll see the truth.
I have to value the evil in every person? When a person activates his will to receive, I have to measure it?
What do you mean to measure?
He says you have to measure or value the evil in every person. What, I have to bless him for being an egoist?
No, to weigh.
What's that mean?
This way. You have to see how each and everyone, I'm talking about your group, your circle you're in, how much each and everyone acts in a good way, in a bad way. Why should you see them as doing bad? Because the Creator gives you this feeling for you to rise above it, to correct yourself in a positive way.
He says the damage he causes to the collective and not his personal value. Meaning someone damaging the group, so...
No one does any damage to anyone else. But rather, we all do harm to the whole system. It's just that we don't see the system. But how can we all be in a broken system of Adam HaRishon? Broken means we don't feel between us what's going on. But anyone who acts, he acts on the whole system.
If we now pray, like we always do, so according to what's written, it's enough that one person didn't pray right, so it'll be more damage than, how do you overcome this?
Each and everyone, according to his action, does good or bad to the whole system. That's it. There's no other accounts here. But out of the fact that the whole system is round and closed and complete, out of that you can make your calculation. Even in science, we learn about these circles, closed circles, where everyone depends on everyone else. There is one law on them. Yes.
If everyone prays and pray nicely, so if one, let's say a certain group won't pray the right way, so it harms the whole world.
Yes, don't you understand what a system means? If in an engine you're missing something, some component, is it still complete? No, it's incomplete. It's the same with us. What is there to speak about here?
So how do you reach that wholeness?
You reach wholeness when everyone reaches wholeness. When you depend on them and they depend on you. That's called Arvut.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. Good morning, Rav. Ravash says that we need to act as if we feel big problems in front of us. What do we need to do in the 10? It's a quantity or quality work, or it's a work of patience, or is a work where I need to take a decision of my life respect to my 10?
We need to care for the connection, to make sure that we're all as one system, acting in a way that everyone feels everyone else and everyone worries about everyone else, because everyone has one goal, harmony between us. Harmony in the language of Kabbalah is incorporation, when each one is incorporated in everyone else. And then there are no problems, because each one does according to his feeling exactly. I feel it. This is what I should do in the connection with everyone. You know, there's this exercise, or when you put a metronome, I don't know how you call it here, but each one starts jumping according to his the way it is, and then with time and pretty quickly they start. I think I saw it in the internet also.
There are such clips.
Then they start together. So how does that one relate to another? It's just a piece of metal with a spring. There's nothing there. So how do they start doing it together? Because nonetheless, there is one force that unites everything. And even in the still level, you can see what's going on. So we have to reach such a state that also for us, it's only that here it's our effort. We have to want it to happen. Then the general operating force, the Creator, will operate on us. And then the heartbeats, everything each and everyone has, will be incompletion. It won't be the same. We won't be the same. We're all different. But one will complete the other. The others. That's what we need. Okay, let's continue. Where are we?
There's PT-29 too.
PT-29.
Where is the freedom of the individual to ruin something in the entire system?
This freedom stems from free choice. When you and your free choice can corrupt the whole system and you can correct the whole system. When the general and the individual are equal. This is something we need to learn and to practically learn on ourselves, in our flesh. Complete system means until the last individual agrees out of his own free choice with the whole system, this system will not be corrected and whole.
So that means that the only ones that can ruin are us.
That's true. Yes.
No.
Well, let's continue, Michael.
We are in the paragraph, these matters are crystal clear. These matters are crystal clear both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Questions? These are very important things. And these are the true rules, the rules of creation. And every day we stumble upon this in the connection between a person and the environment, a person and the society. Baltia 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос от десятки. Как включить силу?
Thank you, Rav. Question from the 10. How to activate the force of love?
The force of love, how can we discover it? It's in the connection between us. And to the extent that we discover a rejection, accordingly, we need to discover connection and love, and how much each time when we want to advance, we will advance in the revelation of the rejection. And the more one advances, the more we have to place the force of love above it. That's how we advance. Left, right, hatred, love, that's why in no place in life, in any state we're in, we have to know that's how we will advance. It may be life with children, with a spouse, in a family, in society, in any human society. If there are two, and even a person with himself, because he's made of and broken, everything is in such states of development, of revelation, of darkness and light, darkness and light. That's how everything happens.
Можно задать личный вопрос сейчас. Вот именно
something personal.
Должен ли человек каждый раз на переходе от
In this process, should a person, every time he moves from hate to love, should he discover how much he can do it, and then reach prayer?
When a person moves from hatred to love, he has to try to discover the upper force. In the lowest things, even between partners, spouses, and it doesn't matter. Here, the Creator shows him how he is under the control of the upper force, both in a bad way and in a good way, and that all he wants is to discover the Creator in these transitions between good to bad and bad to good, and that everything is in the hands of the Creator, and the person only needs to diminish himself, to annul himself to this force, to this control. Latin 3.
Shalom, ¿cómo es esto que dice en el artículo que el que daña al colectivo toma parte del daño?
It's written that he who causes damage to the collective takes his part of the damage. So how does that work?
Whenever you harm someone, you're going to have to correct it. And that's especially with respect to the collective. Yes? That's why we have to be very cautious of not doing any harm to anyone, and especially to the group, to everyone. That's even more, even more. French.
Je comprends que le Baal HaSulam explique que la raison pour laquelle un individu est obligé d'avoir une vie sociale, c'est parce qu'il a besoin de gens qui lui procurent les besoins de base, nourriture, toit, famille. Mais on voit que certaines personnes vivent en isolation.
I understand that what Baal HaSulam says is that we need a social life because people have all kinds of basic needs, like food, sex, family. But we see that there are people that live completely isolated from others. So what social connection is he speaking about? Is it something more internal?
It's when we discover that all of us, even though we depend on food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, however, even in these things, we feel that we depend on the Creator, that this is the way He governs us. And when we discover the general force that controls us, that dwells among us, that manages us through this food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, specifically in them we discover the Creator. If I start seeing the upper force in all these things, that's where you begin. This is why you don't need to distance yourself from this life, but rather specifically try to feel the Creator even inside these earthly relations. PT7.
שומעים אותי?
כן.
רב, איך צריך להיות
How, what should be the relation between the corrected part of the system or the part that's trying to work corrected to the part that isn't going into correction for now?
זה בעיה.
That's a problem. It's just like you're looking at an engine in your car. If one part has a problem, you have a problem with the whole engine or the whole car, and you have to correct. Without that, you can't advance. You can't just leave these things hanging in the air. That's the way you should relate to things. Ita 4.
What does it mean that the Creator, what does it mean to feel the Creator in the corporeal relationships?
As the source of all the relationships. The source of all relationships. That's what the Creator performs. That's where he has to be revealed.
Unity 2.
Раф, вот самостоятельно шестеренки механизме ведет к неисправности.
Every cogwheel, if it's independent in a certain machine, so it's a flaw. Are the 10 like a machine?
When identifying ourselves with the Creator, we encourage Him more and more. We awaken Him to perform a connection between us. That's how we go into the right kind of system. Okay, right? Fine, Michael, we will continue. I don't see any more questions. Let's go.
It turns out that the collective and the individual are one, and this one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same. Two, as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they do not harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all, and the aforesaid is only the drawback. The place needs correction, namely each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are the same, and by that the world will come to its full correction.
Questions?
I don't understand. Before we even read, how does he write that the benefit of the public is the benefit of every individual?
If it depends on every individual, both in good and bad, when all in all we need to care about the balance between everyone, each and everyone, he's responsible for having a general balance. Because the general and the individual here are equal. They're equal. Because if one can corrupt the whole system, then he's equal to the whole system.
But how the benefit of the collective works on each one differently, but it's still for his own benefit.
For his own benefit or for his detriment, that doesn't matter, but each and every individual acts for society, either in a good way or in a bad way. But he acts on society. What can you ask about that?
He writes from the other side, not how much each one bestows to the collective, but that the collective, for sure, is my benefit too. It's good for
yes.
me. I don't understand how it works. How is it expressed?
And the fact that the collective works on the individual, forces him, bestows upon him, it convinces him.
So there's a collision here. I understand by what are working on me, obligating me to change, to work differently, because I can work in a bad way towards the collective. So that's good for me?
If you're in the right society, you can't work against the collective, because they bestow upon you. I'm talking about in a general way, because you can't be corrupt if you're among only good people, unless if it's from a higher provision to bring you all to a recognition of a corruption and correction. PT 17.
He writes, just as they share the good, they also share the freedom. How can you share freedom? Each one has his own freedom.
But each one now knows that the freedom of everyone and his freedom depends on each and every one. So this means they share it. There cannot be anyone free. Right? In a free choice, attaining freedom, unless everyone cares about it.
But every person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah has his own freedom. How can that be shared? It's not clear.
He has a freedom of choice until he reaches the wisdom of Kabbalah. To the extent that he gets to know the system, he no longer has freedom of choice. He has to act according to the system. Just as us, when we grow in this world, the more we grow, the more we have to keep the rules of the environment, the rules of society. I go into the kindergarten, then school, then more and more systems, and I have to keep these rules, their rules, because it forces me, otherwise I will all be against society.
And there's still some kind of freedom that we share between us. What is this mutual freedom?
The mutual freedom is when we hold each other, support each other, and then in that we help. Each one helps the others, everyone else, and everyone helps each one to hold the system of the Arvut and to advance this way. PT 33.
It seems a war is beyond two nations, but two approaches in humanity, the liberal and the conservative. Will there be like a middle approach that will settle this?
The approach that will settle everything between everyone is the middle line, about which the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks and teaches. This is called love covers all crimes. That's it. When both the left and the right themselves cannot govern reality, only the middle line.
And though they will remain the two approaches, that's going to stay
until the final correction, for sure. After that, I cannot say. I don't understand in practice how it will happen after the final correction. That the middle line includes both, this is something we do learn, but to practically see it, I don't know. That's by the upper force that will bestow upon us, and we want to be in a mutual concession, mutual connection, mutual control, only to sustain the Creator above us. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. The good or bad deeds, are they valued only according to the collective? So we should balance the good and bad all the time between us in our relationships?
Yes.
So when I say the Creator is the good that does good, is that He shows me His attitude between the good and the bad?
Yes. Yes, He's giving you an opportunity to always come to the middle line.
Thank you,
Rav.
He himself is the middle line, and He also lets you be in the middle line. That's where you reach adhesion with them. Yes.
So here there must be an active work in the feelings of the individual. Meaning from this, I work on the soul of the friend, and he works on mine. If I understand this correctly.
Correct. So what's the problem?
So the deeds point to my intentions.
That's right. Well,
so in the 10, we must do mechanical actions in order to reach lo lishma, not for her sake. And then we understand that I really want it but can't. But to hold on to the thought that from this I can reach for her sake.
You can only reach lishma for her sake only through the Creator. When you turn to them and He brings you to the corrected state. This state, the middle line, is something we cannot really depict and we cannot reach, because the force of the Creator, this middle line, that's the origin of the two forces, the positive and negative. That's how they created us.
But
what are we going to do now, Michael?
Can
I keep asking?
In short, one sentence.
So we have to add in our exertion from below. We need to add in our exertion a prayer, a request for the connection between us. The rest isn't important to me. If I'm told what Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, is that where we're all connected and that can happen only by the forces of the Creator, so that's what I have to worry about. That's what I have to reach. And all the philosophy in the middle, leave it alone. The main thing is that it won't bother you from asking the right necessary things, which is the connection and the middle line between us. Okay. Well, the four attributes.
Title, the four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, in the individual and in the collective. Once we know full well the desired attribute of goodness, we should examine the things and the means at our disposal in order to hasten that delight and happiness. Four attributes are provided for that purpose: mercy, truth, justice, and peace. These attributes have been used by all world reformers thus far. It is more correct to say that it is with these four attributes that human development has advanced thus far through the government of heaven in a gradual path, until it brought humankind to its current state.
Meaning, with them we develop. The Creator uses these attributes, right, in order to activate us.
It has already been written that it would be better for us to take the law of development under our own hands and government, for then we will rid ourselves of any torment that the developmental history has in store for us henceforth.
Meaning, we must learn these things in order to know how we can reach Gemar Tikkun, the final correction that is predetermined, in the right, nice, good, short way.
Thus, we should scrutinize and examine those four properties in order to thoroughly understand what we have been given thus far, and by them know what aid we should hope to get from them in the future.
Yes, no questions, this is clear. Let's keep going.
There is PT3, Rav.
PT3, it's Niv. What?
Thank you. Rav, he writes that these things are crystal clear, and we see that even heads of governments, that we would expect that they would feel the dependency between the system the most, are blind to it. They don't relate to it. So why is it this way?
The leaders of countries can't be wiser or more developed than the masses themselves. They are a result of the public. He writes about it somewhere.
Barasulam.
That's why, don't expect the leaders to be prophets with light in their eyes. You see how they behave, especially in our times. As much as in the previous times it was, I'll tell you. In the past, the masses weren't so developed, and also the leaders were relatively not so developed. We see what nonsense they did, and also today, no less. But let's say the main thing is towards the people, that the masses, the public, they put on themselves, or you could say the Creator puts a ruler on them, the leader, that they are that they deserve. Well, there's nothing to do here. That's why we see that this is how the states are.
Why are eyes so blind? Why is our heart so blocked to feel the system?
We aren't working on our will to receive. We aren't working on our development. So how do you want anything to happen? The world for now is revolving according to suffering and not thinking about anything more than that. Only now an opportunity came to give the method of correction to the world, the purpose of correction, to tell them something about the final state, how to reach it before it was impossible. They weren't developed to such an extent that they could even digest this. In our times, it's possible. That's why everything depends on dissemination.
How can we operate the heart?
The heart is operated by operating it, by our means, environment, creator. When a person awakens them, that's it. You know, there are toys that you twist the key. How do you call it?
Switch,
a key.
Fits, can.
Spring. You wind it up and then that little rabbit jumps. So you need to start twisting that rabbit, that key, and then we'll start jumping.
I can't reach this spring, it's in my back.
Well, no, you're right. Ask the friends. Turn to them and tell them you're expecting of them to activate you.
Can I activate the friends?
You can activate them. Yes, man will help his friends.
But I'm not the creator. I don't have the ability to awaken.
To activate the desire of the friend, you can. Each one is in charge of the friend's desire on his own. No. On the friends, yes. You can 1,000 times, or you've already done it, that you promised yourself that you'll be a good boy and that you'll do everything right. And what happens? As usual, as we see you, even though 1,000 times already you took a decision, why didn't it work? Because you, for yourself, you can't do anything. You're not the landlord of yourself. Turn the place where the key that is activating your hearts for the friend is and ask them, and you'll see how much it'll work. Oh, we have another little bunny here. Yeah, PT-19.
Now I got the sign. So he says, and it's not clear at all, it's better that we take the law of development under our hands and government, and then we can rid ourselves from all the torments of history.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. I want to ask you. You said that the middle line is in the feeling, right? Basically.
Yeah.
Good. So if it's in the feeling, in the emotion, maybe we don't have the feeling of this middle line. So what happens to all our prayers where we're all praying? Are they answered?
We must pray for one principle, closeness between humans, because the distance brings all the negative things. And we see it. So how do we reach the good things? Only through closeness.
Hold on. And the condition, and when the prayers are answered, it's only under the condition that we're in the middle line, or it has nothing to do with that at all?
No, it doesn't matter what state we're in. It matters who we're aiming towards. If we're aiming towards the connection between the friends in order to activate the Creator, so He bestows upon us and brings us an even more powerful connection, that He can be revealed there and enjoy us, That is the correct plea.
So it doesn't depend if you have an attainment or not. Prayers are answered anyhow.
As if you're not in attainment and far from it.
And the prayers are answered?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's keep going. So we have the four attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace. How does he call them? Attributes that we can change in us. And then by these four attributes, we can reach wholeness. Let's see.
Title, Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective, and also takes his share from the collective, justly and honestly. All this is but the truth. But the drawback is that in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback.
Yep, that's clear, and we'll read it again that it becomes even more clear.
Again, the title is Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth.
It's clear that the truth includes everything. It's the best thing.
When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective, and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth.
Everybody agrees with this. Everybody needs to give what he can, and each one should receive according to what he deserves in order to exist. That is the optimum form of existence in human society. The whole mechanism, whatever it is. Yeah?
But the drawback is that, in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback.
Well, that's clear what he wants to say here, that there's the will to receive, which is egoistic, that disturbs us from keeping this attribute of truth. That's it. The truth. Truth is, if I give whatever is needed from me, and I receive as much as I need in order to exist, and to give what's needed of me. And then there'll be no problem in such a system.
When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated. It is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted. For it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth.
Until now, that's clear. Each one must give as much as he needs to give to society. Each one must receive as much as he needs to receive in order to give to society. And those are clear conditions according to the laws of nature, according to math, whatever you want. In such a way, we all are connected together into one mechanism. And no one uses more than the others need in order to fulfill his role in society. Let's say like ants or such systems.
PT3. What's not clear is why if a person gets more than he exerted for, it's on the account of others.
The system is closed. It's a closed system. That if someone receives more than what's in that system, he takes it on account of the others.
It's not, even in mentally, it's not, intellectually, it's not comprehensible. What if I get some inheritance or qualities?
Don't give me inheritance or examples from this world that is to begin with corrupted. Depict to yourself a system that is balanced, that each one gives that system what he can on his behalf, and then according to that, each one receives from the system what he needs in order to exist, in order to be able to give back to the system what it needs from him. So then the whole system is in harmony, in a mutual balance. What are you asking now?
But to bring it a bit closer to the feeling, meaning ideally speaking, it's clear it can be such a thing, but it's not clear how it's related to our life.
That we need to reach such a life that each one doesn't take from the environment more than he needs in order to exist and to give what they need of him. These are the laws of nature. What's the problem in understanding this?
What, can't we lean on society? Aren't there people who get more than they deserve? Everything is the sum total of zero?
That's the law of the integral society that is balanced correctly. Please, I'm willing to hear.
It's hard to understand this, Rav. It's hard to even imagine. It's very abstract. Is this in the desires, in the actions, in what?
In desires and feeling and deeds and everything. It's a balanced system. Bring me some instance that can behave in a different way and be balanced.
It's as if it's static. It has to be frozen, constant.
It can develop under the condition that it keeps this law, that no one receives more than he needs in order to exist, in order to give back to society what he needs in order to participate, to be in full balance.
So how does it develop if it's supposed to be?
Maybe it doesn't develop. If there's a certain cause, external cause that awakens in society and moves it towards development, so society feels deficiencies, that they're not in the same state they need to reach through the development, and then they have to make the changes in them, and then all these inner deeds begin, preparations, search, until it moves ahead. But it's coming out of balance until it reaches the next step. In the next step, they reach balance again, check themselves, and see what kind of balance it attained, and that way they advance from one state to the next.
And how do we bring back the system to balance?
By new conditions, that we again, as we were in the previous state, we were balanced, until we come out of a balance through an external cause. Now we need to include this external cause inside us to find how we can balance it, complete it, and we take a step ahead in order to complete it, and then we reach a new balance, and then step by step.
So suppose now the war between Ukraine and Russia. What is it? It's a kind of a lack of balance in the system, right?
Right.
So how can we bring this lack of balance back?
We can, by us bestowing upward towards the upper force, that he is the cause that took us out of balance, and from a small lack of balance to a bigger unbalance, and now we need to search how we can turn to him, how we reach him, how we demand, ask that he balances between us in the new state. That's God. He who makes peace above will make peace on us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how it is.
Woman Internet.
Woman Internet.
Question from Unity 3. How can I do harm if the Creator is behind everything and everyone is under his complete control?
We obviously need to accept it, that you can harm. All the harm we have in this world is because there was Eve. And she caused all the corruption in the world. So what are you asking about? How can one person, one woman, look what she did? Poor Adam. What did he know? Nothing. So the woman came to him and said, here, awakened him. Turn them around, and that's it. The whole world suffering till today. Okay, obviously it's a joke, but each and every one, and especially the women, I'm saying it not as a joke, I'm serious now, especially the women, can bring man to correction.
Argentina. Rav, how can we know that what we're asking for in our prayer is what we really need?
You have to decide between you what you need. I think that except for connection between us, balance between us, where we reveal the Creator, we don't need anything but that. The simplest relationships between us, but if they will be on such an equal level that we all agree, that we all want this to happen in such a way, they'll be sufficient, these relationships, so there the Creator can be revealed.
From Mak Israel 1, I really don't want to harm the system. Can we understand through the 10 that my intention is not complete and how to correct it?
I can't be good to the system if in all my forces I don't pull it to mutual completion, towards connection. That's what I must do.
Hala.
Next.
Moscow 6. Moscow 6. All requests start from gratitude and connection with the Creator. So how to strengthen the gratitude to the Creator above reason?
If we don't receive the Creator as the good that does good, because He does everything for our good. Even these blows that He is awakening now between everybody and the suffering, so we can't turn to Him. We don't turn to the source of evil. We are closed up inside. We need not to reach fear towards the Creator that is doing all these things between us. We need to reach spiritual fear. It's opposite of regular fear. Fear is towards me that I'm afraid. Spiritual fear is towards the Creator. Will I be able to give Him contentment? That's what we have to be concerned about. If we can invert ourselves from self-concern to being concerned about Him, meaning going from reception to bestowal, everything will be solved. Everything will be solved.
Petach Tikva group. I didn't understand what's the advancement from one state to another, from one balance to another balance. What's the difference between this balance to the next one?
The advancement is in height. The height of the balance. On what trouble can I overcome? And above this trouble, I see perfection, wholeness. Above what sufferings do I overcome? Hatred, demands, all kinds. And connect to the Creator with love and mutuality. That's the difference between degrees in spirituality. Until I reach a state of love will cover all crimes. And then the world is really revealed as all good. But before it, even one before last degree, I still discover the world that is completely evil in a horrible way. Those are called the wars of the Messiah. That's why every time we advance, we have to go into the left, the bad, and the right, the good. More left bad, more right good. And each time more and more, that's how we ascend on the degrees. That's why we have to get used to it, to understand that only in this way we can advance.
From Moscow 6. Why does the world need to suffer in such a horrible way? Because we cannot unite and pray to the Creator.
Correct. But that's how the system is built. What can you do? In this system that we're in, there are parts of the system that are suffering more and parts that are suffering less. Those are enjoying themselves and they don't care, and those below are suffering and they feel great suffering. All these things, we later on in Gemara Tikkun will see how they complete each other. But for now, we only have work in completing it ourselves and attaining advancement.
About the work and advancement. From Petach Tikva, there is a question. If I can't succeed in rising above, can the friends elevate me instead of me?
Of course. And it's always like that. I can never overcome. Only the friends can help me and help me rise. That's a matter of man and society.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes, Michael.
I have a question. He writes that each one to equalize all the individuals so that they get their share according to their exertion.
Yeah.
So it depends on the exertion or on what a person should receive?
No. It depends on his exertion, but he can exert more or give than what he's supposed to receive, each one from his own desire, from his own coarseness, he works.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Rav,
a question about the prayer, yesterday's prayer. I wanted to ask. In one of the connections, there were about 400 friends. During the day, there were 400, and in the evening, more than 800. It gave us a very big impression. We're going to relate differently to all the horrible things that are occurring. Should we keep on going with these prayers, and how to make them more beneficial so that the Creator will hear them? It's really special.
The fact that we have to keep doing it, it's a must. We have to keep doing it and develop it. How to do it? You have to learn that on your own from day to day and also from lesson to lesson. Today the lesson is different than yesterday and somewhat. I gave a lot more than yesterday, at least what I feel. This lesson, also in the material itself, also in the explanation, also in the intensity, and hear it again, the lesson, and it'll be more clear what to do in your prayers. We need to pray. If we want to awaken the Creator, that we depend on Him, and the final correction depends on Him, so we have to awaken Him according to His own nature, that He who makes peace above will make peace on us, that we turn to Him only in a simple way, as much as it is more heartful. Give us the ability to connect in with our different hearts and different thoughts and different desires, and by us, even though we don't understand where we are, make a connection between us, a whole, complete connection between us, that we complete each other, that I need to have love and him hate, or hate with me and love with him. And in this way, we complete each other like a socket, minus and plus. That way, give us the opportunity to connect between us, that from all these connections, we will understand and feel your reality, that your reality is called wholeness, wholeness, completion. Peace, shalom, is from the word shalem, whole, that the plus and minus connect together. How can it be that they connect together? That in the middle, there's a resistor. Resistance. And when there is resistance between them, they can connect and then specifically show their actions upon the resistance in the middle. Otherwise, it'll be a short circuit and they both disappear. So the Creator won't let that happen. It has to be through resistance. That's how the Paltzuf works. That below you have the coarseness, the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, and connection with the upper light. And then to the extent that we have the coarseness, there's an increasing of the upper force that it doesn't even seem, we don't even see it. What's the difference between the upper light in the upper world or the light in our world? Just by us adding our desire, it's like in an amplifier. When you amplify forces, sounds, electricity, the against becomes for. That's what we need to do. Try to talk about it more. And see as much as through our difficult states, with our resistance, that's what's desired for us to demand the Creator and ask Him to connect to us. And all the differences, the big differences between us and Him, they will become the light, the place that shines, that illuminates. Good luck to you all, and good health, and a good day. We'll see you during the day in the prayers, and in the end of the day in the prayers, and we'll connect more and more. Please, Michael.
So the social team invites, world social team invites all the men to connect to the world prayer. That will occur today, Friday, March 4th. At 3 o'clock until 3:30 Israel time, links will be sent, as you all know.
What about the women?
Women also connect.
How will we know about it?
That's what the women asked previously. They have their format. They're connecting. Every 10 has their, they have their table. Every 10 has its own time. That's how they do it.
They don't have a time when they all connect together, all of them?
I suppose they don't. That's what they asked. Should they focus all the efforts on one meeting or to make it each one in his own time, in her own time?
Okay. So, I, for instance, don't know how to connect to the women. I want to be connected to them too.
There is a common prayer at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, good. And the link to it, I'll get it.
Yes.
Somebody make sure I get it. Okay? Who can, for Norma, I guess, usually she sends it to me. Or my daughter. She can also do it. Thank you. And
so our schedule for tomorrow at 2:40 the preparation, 3 o'clock the lesson starts, then at 1:40 the preparation for the noon lesson, and 2 until 4 an afternoon lesson with Dr. Leitman. Let's end with a song.
Reuniendo nuestro clí, dibujando en conexión, ascendimos sin razón, como notas del amor, instrumentos del Creador. Kesher kemeita Me'asara atzlil notza Mivitur lenetina Mima'ase vekavana Mishmashuv et kino David Migur alef will cover all the crimes as we unite, walk together from the darkness to the